Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. We're broadcasting a little bit early today because it's a beautiful day, and I'm going out to play tonight with my friend. We're finishing up at 5:30, and then I thought, oh, I have to wait a whole hour? I think I've got a half an hour right now, so I think I'm going to do the show a little early. So we're doing it early, and those of you who tune in at normal time, you'll have a whole show ready to go. How exciting is that? So this is the weekly weather for the week of May 4th, and I am broadcasting here from my bright red desk on a beautiful, 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 beautiful Sunday in May. And we have Cinco de Mayo this week. We had Beltane yesterday on Friday, rather, which was the cross-quarter mark between we're halfway to summer. Woohoo! And we have a full moon today, which happens tonight, actually, at 11:43, with the moon opposite Mars, which is an interesting closing aspect for a full moon. This is the Buddha moon, the moon on which Buddha was enlightened. So when we see that, we go, wow, we're going to be enlightened, huh? And, of course, it is a Scorpio full moon, moon, suns in Taurus, moons in Scorpio. And so that invites us to work on a deeper level, on a deeper psychological level. Our week ahead is pretty interesting. We have a lot of activity, and, of course, we are in fast-moving times. So your job is to know that this is just a fast-moving this is a fast-moving section of the sky for a few reasons. One, Gemini is always a little speedy, and in the sky right now, Venus is in Gemini and Mercury is in Gemini. And so those two are going to go quickly. And then in a couple of days, Mars is going to, cut in a couple of weeks or so, Mars is going to go into Gemini 2. Venus is out of bounds until June 7th in Gemini. So planets are really, things are really rocking. And a couple people have reported, and I think it's important to pay attention to this, that Gemini often does screw up communications. It can feel a little bit like a Mercury retrograde, that you do something and then you realize, oh, my God, that didn't happen, and then you have to do it again. So don't take it personally. It'll feel a little Mercury retrograde. Of course, we are gearing up for a Mercury retrograde, which starts on the 18th. We enter his shadow this week, when Mercury gets to 5, which happens on Monday, Sunday, Monday kind of time frame, Mercury gets to 5. So we're entering Mercury's shadow this week. And, of course, Mercury retrograde in Gemini, out of bounds Mercury, out of bounds Venus, going to be an interesting Mercury retrograde. So double-check everything, back up everything, assume chaos and confusion. And, you know, and just know that with all these planets in Gemini, you're just going to get busy and you're just going to forget. You know, one of my most responsible and reliable and dependable kind of Virgo clients completely flaked on her appointment the other day. And I was like, no worries. You know, I found it as found time. I had a whole hour where nothing was scheduled and was able to do some stuff I'd been trying to get to. And she was like, oh, I never flake. I'm like, I tell you, I know you don't. Don't worry about it. It's not, you know. But this is when there's going to be a lot of missed appointments. There's going to be a lot of snafus, situation normal, all effed up, frigged up, as for Larry and his daughter out there in the West. It's about understanding that it's, you know, we're going to be working with stuff that is a little chaos, a little creative, little out of control, little not following the rules. Mercury out of bounds, Venus out of bounds, don't follow the rules. And we kind of go, wow, you're not following the rules. And then, of course, when Mars goes into Gemini, he's going to go out of bounds too. But that's not this week. So, but this week we do enter our shadow. So we're going to get the story of what we're working on in our Mercury retrograde. We're going to have an option to sign our deals and work our contracts and figure out what we're doing and where we're going. And Venus in Gemini also really positions us for the direction we want to head in. Because she is ruling, that Venus out of bounds is ruling the sun. So it can feel a little bit bigger than what you would have thought, but it's okay. This week, as the moon goes into, it's going to be in Scorpio on Monday. So it's kind of a bad, Monday's kind of crabby. For a few reasons. The closing aspect is a moon opposite the Mars. Now, a month ago, it was moon opposite Venus, right? When the moon was in Scorpio. And now it's moon opposite Mars. And Mars is just, you know, he's in Taurus. He's answering to Venus in Gemini. He wants this to be done. at the same time, he's answering to Mercury in Gemini, so he's not, he understands it's actually a much worse situation than he let on, but he wants to just kind of sign something and get moving and get on with it already. So just, you know, if you make a deal on this, just know that it's okay. It's a good deal. For the situation you're in right now, it's as good as it can get. So, you know, go for it. Just close it and get it done with. And then worry about it later. Because remember, Saturn's going to come back over this point again, you know, in the fall. Because if we don't clean it up, we're going to have to fix it. You know that, you know how that works. So don't worry if you're making a deal where you're feeling like, you know, all right, you know, I could do that, but this is the, you know, that kind of energy. Because trust me, in the fall, you're going to be really busy. Goal here is to get stuff moving. We've got a grand trine between Jupiter and Uranus. So there's a push to conclusion that can happen a little speedily. And we have to watch that a bit, actually a bit. We have to kind of say, you know, you're pushing to conclusion, and I don't know that I'm ready to conclude this. And if we don't conclude it now, we will conclude it in September. Okay, so there's no worries if it's really that egregious and you can't agree to it or do it. Don't worry, you'll figure it out in September. But if you want to do it now, get on with your life, do something else, wrap this chapter, totally appropriate to do it now because the energy is going to push you to make some decisions. Sun is trining Pluto. A couple weeks ago, Mars trined Pluto, Mercury trined Pluto. Now the Sun trines Pluto this week, in the next couple of days. And so he really wants to kind of go, and he's going to be on the world axis too. That happens on the 5th. And we are, you know, he's pushing us to move ahead. So, you know, with this kind of energy, I always say to people, well, you're feeling like you need to make a decision, and that's okay. But you don't need to make a decision that you're shutting off everything. You're just turning away from this and moving on, right? You're making a decision in the moment because that's what needs to happen. But now your job is to move forward and go to the next thing. Because Sun is also getting a square from Jupiter, right? And so Sun square Jupiter is abundance. Sun trine Pluto is really nice. But there's an inconjunct to Uranus. So it says there's some part of the story that's not finished. The question is it your part of the story to resolve, right? So I was talking to someone earlier this week, and we were talking about, you know, the situation at work, which is with a difficult person, and she's in the position of being a witness to the person being really difficult. And, you know, the person's been difficult with her on occasion, but basically, you know, I always say to people, when you're in that position and you're watching it from a different perspective, it means you've done the work, because the people are all coming into her in her office and crying, right, when this person's mean to them. And she's like, you know, she gets joy out of being mean. And I'm like, yeah, she does. So do you want to say anything to her? Do you want to do anything to her? Do you want to fight with her? Do you want to just kind of watch this and see it from a different perspective? Because what the universe always offers us is the perspective we get to look at it from now, right, based on the work we've done. So this is one of those weeks, because of Gemini and Mercury in, or because of Venus and Mercury in Gemini out of bounds, the mirror is going to be reflecting things to you. So your job is to go, you know, I really, really want that. And then to kind of look at it and go, well, I really want that because, yeah, and name the because there's a big because there. And it's got a little thing to do with vengeance or a little thing to do with because your feelings were hurt or because it didn't work out the way you really wanted. And you go, yeah, all of those things. And you go, okay, so how much more energy you want to give it? And you have to think a second, because remember, when you're spending energy on something, you're not spending it on something else, right? So, I mean, back when I had my corporate business and I was a computer programmer and we did sold software and programming and custom programming and stuff, periodically someone wouldn't pay their bill. And my attorney would always be like, well, you know, what do you want to do? And I became, you know, the queen of night, not queen of night court. I didn't have to sue that many people. But I loved, you know, going down to small claims court and filing claims and going down and having my moment in small claims court. And, you know, would always win. And And it was very satisfying, but I didn't spend a lot of time on it. You know, I went and did it, and I won. And if they didn't pay, oh, well. And if they did, oh, well, I won, and I got the money, you know. And it was, it's understanding, do what you need to do to wrap up the situation so you can move on, and what's good enough, right? It isn't about a clean win, in a sense. It's about a win, but it's not over yet. Saturn's going to come back through this point. Pluto's going to come back through this point. Trust me, they're keeping track, right? And if you're doing something kind of bad, you know, if you're the bad guy on this, you know, you've done some stuff and people know what you've done. Trust me, they're going to come. It's Saturn and Pluto are coming for you in the fall, right? So if you've done bad stuff, clean it up now. This is your opportunity to clean it up. Get it wrapped. Fix it. Don't just sweep it under the rug. Remember, it's a pile of dog poo, so it's going to smell bad, or it's, you know, it's shrimp carcasses or something. That really bad story about putting shrimp in the drape pole, you know, and then the house smells of dead shrimp, but you can never find the smell. And then, of course, they move and they take the drapes with them, right? Your job with this is to not sweep it under the carpet. To the best of your ability, handle it, clean it up, get it done, get it out the door. And know that you're going to have to do it again, because that's just the way this Gemini stuff works. You always have to do everything twice anyway, but get a part one done. And then put a clause in and say, you know, if this happens, if this situation does this, this, and this, I get to reopen this if I want to. I get to come back and fix it again, go after it again. You know, so you've got somebody who's saying, talking trash about you, put in a clause. If I hear that they talk trash about me, all bets are off, and I can come back and renegotiate the deal. You know, you can put stuff like that in the contract. You know, they have that whole clause about not talking about it. And there was the story of the headmaster down south, and his, you know, he fired and sued and won some money. And his daughter posted on her Facebook page, "Woohoo, my father won, so I get to go to Europe this summer." And they went, "Oh, wow, you talked." And they took away the money, right? So she didn't get to go to Europe that summer. It's understanding that Gemini is wanting you to trick and move forward, wants to trick you and get you to move forward, which is totally cool. Accept the trip, knowing that there's a redo. There's a you know, because this stuff doesn't stand, can't stand, isn't allowed to stand, you know. There's a lot of crazy in the world right now with whatever that contract Barack is negotiating about the multinational corporations getting to go to some court and then fine and sue people. And I'm kind of like, I look at stuff like that and people are going, "Oh, my God, no, that's horrible." I'm like, hey, you know, the whole idea is we're playing by rule of law. All we have to do is say we're not doing it. And it doesn't matter what they do. You know, it's about us giving the corporations too much power. All we have to do is say corporations have to die after 60 years, and they have to sell everything they own, and they can't sell it to anybody they know. And then the law is completely changed. You know, if we get multinational corporations that are working and saying we don't have to follow the laws of the countries we're in, all we have to do is say you're not allowed to do work in our country. We're banishing you. Corporations in our company have to, our country have to sell everything. And it's about the rule of law, but it's the rule of law because we agree to follow the law. Gemini is, we agree to follow the law. Or Libra is, we agree to follow. We agree to partner. Gemini goes, well, if it's a bad deal, why should I do it if you don't? And so when we were looking at the images of Baltimore this week, and we saw the mom whacking her kid, you know, because he was throwing stones, one of the other images was a number of older black people standing in front of the police. The police were there in their riot gears, and then the elders of the community were standing in front of the police saying, okay, go ahead and throw the stones. And they're completely, you know, regular clothes. Go ahead, throw stones at me. And I think it's about really understanding, and the mayor of Baltimore releasing the curfew, because, well, we've indicted these police officers for breaking this man's spine. Okay, the community will calm down. It's understanding that you can't break the, you know, you can push the law, and you can certainly tweak the law. But when people intrinsically see it's unfair, in this day and age, that just doesn't hold anymore. It doesn't hold. And it doesn't hold in our life. It doesn't hold in our world. And so we're really at a negotiating point where we're going to go, okay, well, you know, you want to be a bad guy, go ahead. But, you know, we're going to qualify how you're a bad guy. We're going to work with this. You want to be a good guy, go ahead. But, you know, you may not be 100%, but what do you really want? Venus in Gemini always presents us with options. She's ruling the sky right now. She's inviting us to look at our options and see what they are and to understand them from a different perspective, to understand them from the perspective of how they, what we actually truly desire versus what we have, what we actually truly want going forward, which is often different than what we have acquired up until now in our life. This is a moment of turning and choice and transformation. Interestingly, the full moon aspect is 29 Sag. It's squaring the eclipse of 29 Pisces that we had on March 20th. So it wants to put that story to bed somehow, wrap it up, finish it up, say, okay, that's done. Let's all move on, right? And that's the goal. Let's move on, knowing that there's still a pile of mess, but somebody else gets to clean it up, not you. And that may be what you want this week. The opportunity to move on presents itself. You might say, yeah, I could move on. Okay, so our week ahead. Moon is in Scorpio on Monday. Hard closing aspects, but separating. Sun squares Jupiter, inviting us to wrap up a legal matter. And it's in Taurus, answering to that out-of-bounds Venus, right? But Jupiter's in Leo, right? And Jupiter's in Leo at 12, 13 degrees. Come into the world axis in a couple of days, so that's nice. Moon goes into Sag on the 5th, Tuesday the 5th, and it's in Sag on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it goes void at 1:51 on the 7th, Thursday. And it's void with a moon opposite Venus. So that's a separating aspect, but moons in Sag opposite Venus in Gemini. The separation should actually be positive and helpful and productive and encouraging. The moon then goes, you know, we like, you know, and it's nice people separating, they're actually pretty happy. Then the sun goes into moon goes into Cap on the Thursday at 2:16. It's in Cap on Friday, and it goes void at 4:35 in the afternoon Eastern time on Saturday with a trine to Mars. So that's a very nice moon and Cap, trine Mars and Taurus, forming a nice grand trine with Pluto. The back end of the week is lovely, or forming a grand trine. And then we go into Aquarius at 7:22 Saturday night. It's an Aquarius on Sunday, Mother's Day. And it goes void with a square to the sun, 6:30 in the morning on the 11th. So the square to the sun is, you know, sun square moon is, moon in Aquarius is the tribe, sun is Earth, Mother Earth. And so that's a little bit of a harsh energy. So really, there's separating aspects this week. So it's about separating and saying, that's finished, moon opposite Mars, Venus opposite moon, moon trine Mars, I'm moving on and going and doing this new thing, Capricorn. I'm taking the practical approach, and then Aquarius, sun square the moon. Okay, that's finished, and it's good. I mean, these are good aspects to negotiate endings, to negotiate separations, to negotiate letting go, and saying, okay, I'm finished. Now, the sun squares Jupiter on Monday in Taurus. Now, remember, he's answering to Venus in Gemini out of bounds, and he trines Pluto on the 5th. And he is on the world axis as he goes across that point. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Mercury and Mars were on the world axis Anyway, they went across the world axis. And when they go across the world axis, it's a world event, right? We see it on a new level. And so with the sun hitting that, as a square to Jupiter and a trine to Pluto, we can expect to see that kind of energy. You know, we just had a baby born to the royal family, and she actually has a very nice chart. She was born at 8:34 in the morning in British time. She's born with a Taurus with a Venus out of bounds, which is a lovely chart, and she's also got a nice little moon in Libra. So she's, you know, nice chart. I liked it a lot. Somebody asked me to write about it or talk about it on the show. And, of course, I can't find her chart now, but at any rate, I'll look for it in a few minutes. But I had a lot to cover today, so we may not get to her. We may talk to her about her next week. Venus is out of bounds. She goes into Cancer on the 7th, still out of bounds, and she's in Cancer from the 7th of May through the 5th of June. and then she comes in out of bounds from out of bounds on June 7th. So she's going to be out of bounds the whole time she's in Cancer. Venus in Cancer wants to make a nest, and that happens as of Thursday. So this is all about leaving behind the old life and making the nest in the new life. And Venus, when she hits Cancer at 6:52 in the night on the 7th, she's on the world axis. So she's on the world axis on Thursday and in the afternoon and evening, because she's at zero, Cancer. So again, Venus is going to hit 29 Sag and square that moon eclipse, right? So we're watching that eclipse from May 20th. It's getting activated this week by a lot of stuff. First by the new moon, the full moon rather, in Scorpio, and now by Venus coming to square it. And then in the middle, the sun is on the world axis, trining Pluto, squaring Jupiter. Big, big week for deals, big week for mergers. We're going to hear a lot of merger acquisitions. If companies did stuff or changed things on that eclipse is when all the layoffs happen. It's a big firing week, people getting let go of their work or leaving work behind. Of course, we're getting towards graduation. Graduation's always decent-sized. And then we get to the back end of the week, and we have a busy Friday because the moon is in Cap going through this, talking to Pluto, talking to the sun, talking to Neptune, talking to Uranus. So a lot of the decisions we made in March, we're actually now going to implement over the weekend on Friday when that moon in Capricorn grounds everything, right? So moon in Capricorn answers to Saturn in Sag saying, yeah, let's ground it, let's ground it. And then last but not least, Mercury squares Neptune. And Mercury squares Neptune gives us a new dream, a new idea of what the dream is. Now remember, Neptune's in Pisces, Mercury's in Gemini. So Mercury's out of bounds in Gemini, getting ready for his retrograde. So whatever the dream is that kind of comes in this week, or the thing you're thinking, gee, it might be really nice to, whatever that is, you want to say, yeah, I'm up for it. Let's go. Now, it'll reverse, it'll change, it'll shift, because it is going to be retrograde. But it is good to commit to it. And I encourage you to commit this week to the new direction, to the new path. Encourage yourself. There are no long void moons today, this month, this week, because of where we are in the heavens. There'll be a void moon, you know, from 10 at night on Monday through 7 in the morning on Monday, Tuesday morning. But most of us are sleeping then. And then there'll be a little quick void moon for an hour, not even, for 20 minutes on the 7th, Thursday. And then there's a three-hour void moon on Saturday. So no long void moons. Next week on the 10th, we have a big long void moon all day long, void on the 11th, but no void moons. So our job with this energy is just to kind of go, okay, what else do we need to do? Now, let's look at what else is coming up in the week, because there are some nodal pieces and some adjustment pieces. So we have already talked about the Sun and Jupiter and Pluto. That's the beginning of the week. And then when we get to the 6th, the Sun has a biquintile to the North Node. When that happens, I've often encouraged people to pay attention to who you meet. It'll be around 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 6th of May. Adjust for time zone, obviously, but pay attention to who you meet on the 6th, because they very often are the future for you. They're the invitation to the future. And we often forget when we're paying attention to endings that, because that's what's, you know, we've been dealing with, that out of every ending is a new beginning. So we have this new beginning starting, which is really cool. Mercury aspects the nodes of destiny on May 9th. With a trine to the North Node and a sextile to the South. So he's being invited to move forward. And he also, Mercury also trines Ceres, which is a lot about the forward motion of creativity, where you want to partner and create with. Now, that is also on the world axis on May 6th. You know, there's a world axis. I'll review the world axis. You're going to hear people going, what are the world axes? You're not even listening to the radio show. I'm traveling in time-space warp. Okay, there's points that when planets cross them, everybody's aware of it, right? The whole world pauses and goes, oh, ooh, wow. And so those are called world axis points. And when something happens on that, the public becomes aware, or it becomes out in the public. You know, so in your own chart, it can be out in the public. If people have planets on those natally, they will be known for those planets in the world. Right? So the world axis is zero of the cardinal, zero of Cancer, Aries, Capricorn, and Libra, and also 22 and a half degrees, 22 and a half degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So if you have planets within a degree of that, which means also the 29 of the mutables, right? Because that's 29 of the mutables is right next to that 0 degree. And then, you know, the zero, and then almost to one. And then 22, so we go to 21 and a half to 23 and a half. And no, you can't go 24. No, you can't go 20. You got to do that. It's 1 degree. It's tight orb. So that's the cardinal. And of the fixed, it's a 15, which means 14, 15, 16. Nothing past that. But 15 is the degree. And 15 of the fixed is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And then the last one is 7.5 of the mutables. Mutables being Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So this week, Mercury has an aspect at 7.5 Pisces to Ceres, committing to some kind of creative endeavor. And the Sun is on the world axis when it trines Pluto, and it connects with the node of destiny. And it also hits Vulcanus, and it shoots off like a rocket, which is nice. Vulcanus is one of those points we're waiting for the astronomers to find. As my friend Ann Dunford goes, yeah, I have imaginary points in astrology. And I go, yes, I do. We have imaginary points. You know, there's imagination is a very important component of things. But for those of you who don't want to do it, it's still the world axis, so it's pretty big point. Then we have Mercury squaring Neptune, which is always fun because that's the dream. What's the new dream? Venus entering Cancer, which we talked about. Venus has a strategic alliance with Pallas Athena on the 7th of May. So you're going to have some kind of strategy or some kind of understanding that you're going to come to that's part and parcel of the direction you're heading in. And that will happen on May 7th, and that's important. And then Venus has an inconjunct to Saturn on May 10th, which is a lot about, you know, what do I want to do? She also has a quintile to Uranus on May 7th. And so we have kind of an energy here where Venus on the world axis goes, okay, that's done, now what, right? So Venus is out of bounds, but she's on the world axis. So she's kind of standing in the middle of the field going, okay, now what's my new dream? And I really want you spending time with your Venus this week and talking to her about the new dream, what it looks like. Mars has the you have to make the choice and move on aspect on May 4th because he aspects the nodes of destiny. And he says, okay, so what do you want to do? And my lawyer always used to say to me, you know, how much time do you want to spend on this? Because when you're spending time on old stuff, you're not moving forward. And, of course, I'm a Virgo, so I'd be like, rah, 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 rah. And he'd go, you're not moving forward. And I'm like, you're right, time to move forward. Mars gets to Admetos on May 9th. Whatever it is, cut bait then and go, okay? You're done. Cut the bait. Go. Mars is also in conjunct Pallas Athena on the world axis on May 10th. And Pallas Athena is on the world axis. Mars is not. But Mars is in Taurus. And, you know, Mars in Taurus is a little stubborn, although he is answering to Venus in Gemini out of bounds. He's still Mars in Taurus and, you know, plows the field. You know, he's reliable, he's dependable, he's got a point of view, he's got a focus, and we have to honor that energy, you know. And we have to honor the rut. Got to honor the rut. Bless the rut. Thank the rut. The rut exists for a purpose. Time to get out of the rut. Jupiter, sesquiquadrate Pallas Athena. You're going to see the escape route. Jupiter is about to come to the world axis, too. Oh, my goodness. We've got all this world axis stuff, which is really about how do I want to be in the world, right? So Jupiter is coming to that, and he's saying, how do you want to be? Neptune aspects the nodes of destiny on May 6th by an adjusting aspect. It's inviting us to shift our dream, to be what our dream really is, not what anybody else's dream is, what our dream is for ourselves. And I think that's the most important thing. A lot of times we dream a dream, but it's not our dream. And this week a lot of the energy is about, well, what's your dream? And it takes some time to think about what that dream is. Think about what inspires, what invites, what encourages, what calls your soul. And that's really the space. So on that note, I'm going to hang up and wish you all a great week. And we'll talk to you next week on Mother's Day. the meantime, don't forget it's Mother's Day. Send her a present. Call. Always check in with Mother Earth and the Source. Take care. This is Ann Ortley signing off. Bye.